all of her karate training. Mary finally reached the top and took a deep breath.
What is it?
Peter pointed at a tall pyramid in the distance.
I think I found Egypt.
Mary's eyes widened.
I've always wanted to go to Egypt. I can't believe I'm actually here.
Let's go, said Peter.
Mary took off running toward the pyramid. She beat Peter and Hank there.
I didn't know you could run so fast, said Peter.
Let's explore, said Mary.
How do we get in, said Peter. Did any of your books tell you?
There should be an entrance, she said,
but I don't see one.
Hank sniffed along the base of the pyramid. He started digging, flinging sand everywhere. Peter joined him and found a tiny entrance in the rock. He bent down and squeezed through. Mary and Hank followed. Mary stood up and brushed off the sand.
It's dark in here.
Peter unzipped the leather bag and pulled out the flashlight.
Let there be light, he said,
shining the beam down a long hallway. The floors and walls were made of large stones covered in paintings of people and strange animals. Some of the people were working, and some were sitting on thrones.
Look, said Mary, I see some light.
They ran to the end of the hall and turned the corner to see another long hallway with torches lighting the way. Mary grabbed one. Hank ran in front of them and barked. Peter followed closely behind him. Around the next corner, they found a tall golden door. It had a painting of a big black cat with wings. Hank froze and growled at the cat. Peter reached to open the door.
Stop, said Mary. I don't think we should go in there.
Why not? Said Peter. Are you afraid of mummies?
Mary stepped back from the door and lowered her head.
Maybe a little, she admitted.
You don't need to be afraid, he said. Hank and I are here.
Peter stood tall and pulled his shoulders back. Hank barked and wagged his tail.
Remember, Peter said, God will help us.
You're right, said Mary. Let's do it.
Peter pushed against the massive door, and it creaked open to reveal a dark room. Peter could feel Mary and Hank crowding close to him as they all crept in. He swept his flashlight around the cavernous space. Paintings covered the walls all the way up to the high ceiling, which had a large eyeball painted in its center. Peter felt like it was looking at him. Mary walked around the room with her torch.
This is amazing. Look at all of these treasures.
The light of Peter's flashlight glittered on jewel-covered vases and statues. Hank barked at something in the center of the room. Peter followed Hank's bark with his light.
Look, Mary, he shouted, a sarcophagus.
It looks just like the one great Uncle Solomon found, said Mary.
She looked around again.
This room must be a tomb.
She shivered.
Let's open it, said Peter.
He grabbed the lid, but it wouldn't budge. He unzipped the leather bag and pulled out the dagger.
Be careful, said Mary.
Peter slid the dagger into a crack under the lid.
Pop!
The lid moved. Peter and Mary slid it open and looked inside. There was a mummy wrapped in white cloth.
Yikes!
Peter stepped back. Then he leaned forward.
Hey, it smells like cinnamon.
He put the dagger back in the bag.